Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
We don't need a clap today because we don't have that boring loudmouth.
Little Rossi P. Evan is just going to get LaCroix.
Evan's just moseying. Evan's doing a mosey on in. You know, that's a good entrance. We should have played an entrance song for him.
Hi, Jack Mandeville.
Merhaba. How you doing, Matt?
Pleasure to have you on the show as always.
Thanks for having me.
I'm wearing a Drinking Bros podcast shirt on the podcast.
Legit.
Super branded today.
They are going to be available very soon.
Is it like PCU where you don't wear the name of the band that you're going to see?
No, everybody does that, actually.
Okay.
Like,
I did do that a while back. We went to it was a gym in Vegas, and the guy was like, yo, man, you like really like coffee. And I was like, I get. And then I realized my water bottle, my t-shirt, my hat were all the same. It was all coffee or die. It's like, wow, I look like a fucking tool.
Oh, wow.
But I am one, so it's okay.
Yeah.
I do that every day.
How was your...
I just look like a tool every day. I just accept it.
Well, you're like
a multi-tool. I've never looked at you and looked and thought tool.
Oh.
I mean,
maybe it's just my wife.
Yeah. Probably. I didn't get to be on the podcast last time. So how were your escapades in Colorado? Welcome back. How's everything, Jared?
Did we talk about Colorado? I don't remember.
Yeah, Garden of the Gods.
Oh,
you went
off about
how you were spin cycling with some fucking
man. I wish I was on that.
Blowing each other out in the mountains.
Yeah,
or
you know,
like
whatever. It's fun.
Have you dropped L-bombs yet?
We should. Yes.
Oh, shit.
How long?
I can't see Evan's face since we have a table that we don't look at the people.
It's good.
To.
You don't want to see
you
Evan's
know exactly
face
what
right
it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I should have known.
How long have you been seeing each other?
5 weeks. Six-ish.
You don't even say a month. You say 5 weeks.
It's like, you know, an infant baby. You measure in weeks.
Okay. Is it weeks? Oh, yeah. When do you start counting, stop counting weeks? Because sometimes they're like, this is probably Ross thing. Like, oh, he's 72 weeks old. I'm like, bitch, I'm
like,
not that good at math.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Ross just had his kiddo.
Ross had a baby. That's why he's not here. Because
baby's
he's
good.
Care
Jesse's
of a
good.
Baby. Yeah, he posted a Lion King. That was good. That was good.
I loved it.
Jesse was laughing, so obviously, you know, it didn't rip her up too much.
Oh, don't talk about your friend's vagina that way.
I mean, hey, Jack, by the way, I was at the Vet TV Awards ceremony.
Yes.
You won quite a few awards.
I won more than one.
I think so, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you win?
I think it was like best male
scene.
Fuck scene.
Yeah. It was Donnie raping me.
Yeah.
That was the scene.
Dude, they played that clip no less than like 5 times in that award ceremony.
Where was this? What is this video from?
They did. I did Vet TV probably about 6 or 7 months ago, and I don't know when it aired, but yeah, it was ISIS Stolen Valor. So I'm an ISIS guy. I'm Stolen Valor, and then Omar was there, breaks out the camera, and they're screaming Stolen Valor at me, following me, doing
stolen
the whole
Valor.
Stolen Valor. And then that was Fernando Rivera. Yeah, and then Johnny tackles me and proceeds to American History X me.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That is an interesting theory.
Interesting.
Do you think that there is ISIS Stolen Valor where they're like, hey, Muhammad, come over here. He's
like,
you
know
I kill all the Americans, you know, press button, boom.
You know there is.
Yeah. Oh, of course.
Because the cowardice is just like, it runs, that's a human trait. And then like heroism is something that any coward would want to directly, associate with. So, and they're like, they're all cowards. But, you know, there would be perceived acts of heroism on one side.
There was I remember watching a documentary. It was an American or British who was embedded with some ISIS guys. And the same thing happened. They tried to ambush an Iraqi convoy. Their IED didn't work. They missed with the RPGs. And it's like on film. But then when they got back to the leader guy or whatever, they're like, we've killed, 7 Iraqis. The IED went off perfectly. Like, bitch, you're just lying out your ass.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Like, actually might have been Taliban.
Imagine, though, like your entire force is like the second week in basic training in the army.
Oh,
like, that's
shit.
That's all you're working with.
I'm super thankful of that fact.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you think they have
you shot this RPG at me within
with the pin still in?
No,
Well, that's why I always say I fought a pussy war, because it's like I would rather fight the guys that wipe their ass with their hands than like the Viet Cong, who are just like the utmost professional killers. You're like, this sucks.
Yeah, I know.
Dude.
Wasn't there a
The Viet Cong, the Vietnamese, those motherfuckers were
wasn't
bad
there
savage.
An American general that said he wished he had, you know, 200 Viet Cong?
Like, yeah, he's like, God, I wish I had some of those guys on my side.
Well, the thing is, it's like I think in that
was,
conflict,
Charlie Beckwith actually said
yes,
that.
That's exactly, yeah. Exactly
the founder of Delta Force.
Yeah. Wow. He was like, I wish I had 200 of those guys. Because they're ruthless and they fought.
Well, yeah, they weren't cowards.
No.
Well, imagine landing on the beaches of Normandy against the Germans.
Fuck you, dude. That's some real, that's like heroism.
That's fucking
and those
people,
now, imagine though, imagine you're getting your slip, you know, they're telling you which boat you're on and you're on boat one. Like, yeah. Like, how are you feeling climbing down the cargo net?
A lot of those guys.
Into boat one.
A lot of those guys got drunk or tipsy before. Like that, there's stories from like Point du Hoc and the Rangers that were scaling. That were like, they're like, oh yeah, of course we fucking drank because we knew we were all going to die. So they're like, at least let's go out with a buzz. I'm like, I guess I might bleed out faster, which might be a good thing.
You definitely want to be fighting that fight fucked up.
Who did I say that today? I think it would have been fun to like take three shots before a raid. Like I never drank overseas when I was in the Army, but
yeah,
it would have been. Well, you're in the Air Force, you weird fucks. When you're going out, I drank once actually, and my dad sent over a fuck ton of whiskey in Listerine bottles. And in my infinite wisdom, I'm like, let's get hammered. We got drunk at like 7 in the morning since we were doing nights, and then I woke up to my pager going off at 5 p.m., which is earlier than...
Pager? I never had a pager.
But, dude, it was so brutal because they're like, oh, we have to do this offset 8K infill. And I was like, dude, so fucking dehydrated. It miserable. Like,
are you sure they didn't do that on purpose? Did they know what they did?
There's no way they know because there's only like 3 team leaders that we got. I swore it off. I gave the booze away. I'm like, never again because I'm not fucking walking that far with a hangover.
I had to do...
At what time?
What?
Like, so probably you get to call at 5 a.m.
Well, we started, not 5 a.m. It's like 5 p.m. So,
oh, okay.
Because we do, you know, night stuff. And it was like 7 a.m. we started drinking. I think we stopped around 11 or 12 because I was like, hey, that gives me like 7 hours of sobriety. Yeah. But then I only got about 5 hours of sleep with being semi, fairly drunk. Yeah. Like, I wasn't like drunk where I could still get in a firefight and be okay. Probably pretty reckless, but yeah.
I had to do a patrol completely hungover and I'd been punched in the eye by an SF guy the night before.
Yeah, some punching the brown
eye. I was like, my face was swollen. I was
your
hungover.
Face? You mean your butt? You were punched in your brown eye.
No, I wasn't punched in that eye.
That was always my thing, though, like with the agency. I was like, because, you know, you drink a little more in that capacity. I'm like, and especially when Halloween would go down, I always wished, like, this is just me fantasizing that the base would get attacked. Because I'd always be in some weird fucking get up, like Daisy Dukes and like a rainbow t-shirt.
You just got a saw,
imagine,
Mark 46.
Yeah,
just,
imagine ice is coming up and I'm like half buzzed with a belt fed. Like, homeboy, I won't give a fuck. Like, let's party, bro.
You're getting
mowed. Put me on Al Jazeera.
I'm fucking lawnmower man in this fucking
These
fucking
Americans
shit.
Are crazy as fuck. Like, yep. Come at me. What about you?
One Halloween. Now, here's a funny story. Okay. I dressed as a CO. So
Kate, that's a case officer for people.
I like had some dockers that I piked up to like my belly button. And
what college did you go to?
At Cambridge.
Cambridge.
Hey guys, I went to Carverd. Hey guys, look at this. I'm in a combat zone. Look how dangerous it is. Holy shit.
This combat
super exciting.
Zone is so
oh my god.
Scary.
Oh my god, you guys. You guys have a lot of tattoos. When did you get your tattoos? Oh my goodness. Oh,
he's
look
the
at
one
me.
With the tattoos.
Last week Cambridge, this week Iraq.
That was the best CO impression I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Did you do the good
I'll
one?
I'll post
or it's
some
like...
pictures. I still have pictures of me
that's
dressed.
Great.
I had my shirt tucked in. And I had the tail of my shirt sticking out of my fly.
Oh yeah.
And I had like fucking glasses and a backpack because they all wore fucking backpacks like they were going to school.
Carrying
I got all my books in here.
The Art of War. you just have the Art of War in your hand at all times.
Well, Sun Tzu's that.
Sun Tzu said, guys, I don't know if you've ever read. Have you guys read The Art of War? Oh,
you
God.
This
is interesting. This is super interesting.
Oh,
you got to do the infamous one where it's like, hey, Evan, can you slow the car down? I'm getting a little car sick back here. Hey, don't worry. Dodging some IEDs, but I'll slow it down for you.
Hey, guys, McTell El Sadr is going to be compliant. We're working with him. No, I read it. I read it at American University. I'm a Middle Eastern professor. Professor.
He's just a little ornery because it's hot.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, don't worry. The cleric we're going to install is going to work like fucking spades, guys.
You're not saucy at all about that, huh?
Oh, God.
Fucking moron.
Sauce boss
like
over here.
Like a fucking this moron is the circus.
Moron circus.
No,
you can ride a chainsaw. We'll start it up and put my ass on it. Yeah, you can fucking do that, too. Yeah, you can do it all.
Did you ever get drunk overseas, Jack?
I did. I was there for the invasion, so God. It was kind of the Wild West.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, buying whiskey off the locals and mixing it with your beverage base powder and getting fucked up. Yeah. And then
yeah, nothing like
there was
some
a firefight.
Orange powder, you know, with some whiskey.
I was a grape guy myself, with my Malaysian whiskey. I don't know how those Iraqis got Malaysian whiskey, but that was their thing over there, evidently.
Well, a lot of that stuff, because I found the one and only distributor in Northern Iraq that was actual real whiskey.
Dahook?
And it was local.
I'm not going to say like locations, but they were talking about how all the other whiskey comes from like Pakistan, or if they import it from like all these fucking places, but it's just like shit whiskey that they rebranded to look exactly like Jameson. So you're like, man, you pull on Jameson, you're like, it's not what I remember it to be, but it definitely wasn't real.
People don't, I mean, a lot of Americans that have been there probably know this, but Iraqis, they love to ball. They love to look baller. So having name brand shit is probably was a big deal to them.
Chanel purse in one hand and a bottle of Jameson in the other. Both aren't real. Doesn't matter. It looks cool.
I saw in a bazaar a Tommy Hilfiger. I wish I would have bought it. Tommy Hilfiger AK chest rack.
That's badass.
Yeah. It was, and it had the Tommy, the Tommy branding on every pouch. Like it was like, dude, I need that.
The only time that I've actually felt like the holy shit, we kind of made it moment was when we got pictures from a bazaar in Iraq or Afghanistan, and they had Haji copied Range 15.
Yeah.
Our movie. And
no.
I was like, oh my God, they pirated a movie. And people were like, are you mad, bro? I'm like,
no,
this is awesome.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
They think we're popular.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Mr. Friend, check out Range 15. Because you know he's panhandling it. Like, check out this new shit. This is the new shit.
I've got the new shit right here. The underground shit.
Yeah. Matt Best in 420.
That'd be good.
Super high resolution. The best on the market.
This is the only camera move twice.
Yeah. Guys, I always love that. The guy bumps the camera and it's like, oh shit, reset it up.
You guys know that it's dubbed in, somebody dubbed it in Spanish completely, right?
No.
Yeah, it's completely dubbed in Spanish.
Where did we get that?
We each had our own voice actor.
No!
Shut
how do we get this?
On YouTube.
No
yes.
way.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
We I want to watch
let's get,
this.
Let's get How drunk.
Yes.
And watch
let's
it.
Get drunk and watch this.
And then Crispy Omar of you over here, Ken, you can interpret it because I forget most of my lines. So you can be like, you just said this.
I think the movie's better if we don't know what we're saying.
Yeah.
I want to know what my voice guy sounds like. Is he like trying to be like a cocky little whiny bitch too? Or is he like, hola, ¿cómo estás?
It's all the Spanish actors. They only know how to do that masculine thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool. And the girls? Are dubbed
how
over
do you
too?
Say fat it's fucking fatty is. fuck in Spanish?
I haven't watched that since. I ripped a lot of it. I have it on my phone right now, actually.
Oh, my God.
So, Dave,
so
can you
good.
Pull this up for us? I just want to see
Does
the
this really
subtitles.
Exist? Is Jack lying to us right now?
And please, no one
Jack doesn't
report
lie.
This video. Just
Jack
let it live.
Does not lie.
You'll
let,
see,
it live.
Let it live.
You'll see. Yeah, it'll be in Spanish. So if you type in Range 15, you'll have to probably scroll maybe to the
Spanish.
Bottom of the first page or the second page. I'm looking for it right now. I'll recognize it as soon as I see it.
If you guys don't know, Range 15 is a film we did a couple years ago. It's a,
if you don't
a
know.
B-rated movie. You should check it out. It's
an R-rated movie.
Is it a B movie? You think it's even B?
It's
like
a B movie.
A movie.
It's a solid B. Okay. I thought maybe even C.
I think so. I always tell people it's so bad that it's good.
Yeah.
Like, if you go in there thinking you're going to fucking see a, you know, epic film like Saving Private Ryan, you're completely wrong.
No, we didn't have the money for that.
That's like trying to bang a model and think she's going to be good at sex. Like, you're not good at, you're just going to lay there and play dead fish on my dick. Like, where's the fat bitches? Show me the little thick girls. Yeah. That's what I want.
Yeah.
Because they have to work for shit in their life.
Where is it, Jack?
Dave, if you just type in Rage 15, you don't have to type in Spanish. It'll probably show up a lot quicker. You don't even have to put movie.
You know this one, man.
Oh yeah,
Dave.
I ripped the entire Spanish version.
Dave, are we on? Is the audience seeing what you're scrolling right now?
Oh, Dave.
Come on, Dave.
Come on.
That's part of the fun. This is our new toys.
Is that a fireable offense, Evan?
Yeah, I think it is.
I think it might be.
We got to get this movie before we fire him, though. So before we get this.
We'll
Randy and Matt. Best.
Fox 11, Los Angeles.
This is great.
That interview was hilarious because it was like two questions about the movie, and they were like, Randy. I'm like, well, yeah. I get it. Randy's like 1,000 times the name I am.
God, he's
super more.
Cool, too.
Randy's cool.
There it is.
Where?
Oh, Area 15. 2015.
Area 15.
Oh, yeah.
Film completo.
Oh my God.
So legit.
Dude, the whole thing.
Shut up.
That is legit. Hey, I bet you Ross did this.
Are we able
Ross
to hear
it? Probably
he
did.
He probably did.
Oh, we don't get to hear it.
Is there subtitles or is it just Spanish
overlay?
It's all
Spanish.
Do I laugh in Spanish? I don't know what that sounds
you're
like.
You're about to do the shut the fuck up part.
Area 15.
So what does it say? Like, cállate? That is so awesome. Shut my boca.
Oh, you got hit on.
Awesome, dude,
this has to be a night. We have to.
This is good.
Why don't we?
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
Oh my Lord. Can you just fast forward it somewhere in there? I want to see like a. Let's, a little back.
A little back.
Do they all sing in the.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Little Vandenham. Do they sing in Spanish?
I haven't watched it. I just kind of took out certain clips.
Oh, whatever.
That's the worst June Vandenham impression ever. Is this coming through on the audio for the listeners, Dave? Oh, sweet.
This is so fucking cool.
I'm watching this later. This is my homework tonight.
That's not Spanish?
It's what not.
Fuck
it sounds
Portuguese?
Like Russian.
It's Portuguese.
Oh, Portuguese.
Why
literally,
we doing
the entire country of Portugal watched it. 17,000 people.
Oh my God.
Dude, it's got a decent like to dislike ratio for being a fucking shit.
You think it's coming
for that crispy?
You think it's
this.
Coming from Portuguese or Brazilian?
Like,
I don't know.
I'm never watching this movie again unless it's in this version.
Oh man, that's fun.
That is super fun.
You know what?
What a good find, Jack.
That's
Jack
a great find.
Yeah. Mandeville.
That's all I do is just rip footage all day. So
reason we are here today.
Well, a lot of people didn't know that I'm bilingual, and now they do.
In Portuguese or Spanish?
Whatever that was.
Okay.
También.
And your voice sounds different.
Oh, I talk like this. Hola, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Mateo Best. I don't even
know
how to say
it. That's awesome. Yeah. That's
fucking cool.
This is there's something inside there. This is what we do the director's commentary over. Is that version of the film.
Yeah. Which means
dude, somebody somewhere, a multitude of people
that,
somewhere sat
a
in a recording booth and they had to type out the entire movie.
The script, I know. That's what I'm saying. Just the work alone that went into it. It wasn't like someone like subtitled it where they just had like a generator. That they voice acted the whole movie.
For 17,000 views.
Hey, that might be a lot for them, you know?
Well, I mean, like I said, that's the entire country of Portugal. So.
I think they have.
You never know, like the Portuguese
I think
Portugal, army.
Dave, what's the how many people are in Portugal? I think Evan's pretty close at 17,000.
Now this could have been done by Brazilians
Portugal
as well.
At
you're so wrong.
15 million.
No way. I think it's like 8.
10 million. I was gonna say.
Damn.
Eight.
Price is Right
close.
Rules. I win.
You can't say I was going to say.
That was me.
I was going to say 10.3 million.
That was me.
But then I accidentally blurted out 15.
I don't want to. Can I say something that's
our Portuguese? Look at the fucking most common
ask questions. How many people are in?
Are Portuguese black?
Like, I think there's like 19.5 million in Brazil. I know that.
That's just Dave's
19.5?
Yeah.
Did you see that somewhere else? Look up Brazil. He thinks he knows Brazil. There's no way.
It's like 19.5.
No, Brazil's huge.
Nope.
Looking up them AIDS.
Okay, what's your guess then right
statistics.
Now?
I don't know. I don't know Brazil facts.
I'm going to say
Brazil's got to be at least 100
Jesus,
million.
Jesus, yeah.
Oh, jeez.
19.5?
Wait, go back. Hold on, go back, because I was reading a fact. See, on the Brazil, population elsewhere, 194. That's my
yeah, look, you were over there cheating.
I was cheating, motherfucker.
You cheated wrong.
I was like, that seems extraordinarily low
yeah,
for
Brazil's
Brazil.
Yeah, Brazil's massive.
Yeah,
Brazil is basically South America.
You know,
like you can just basically say South America is Brazil. That's how big it is.
I love Brazilian coffee. It's quite delicious.
They are some of the most nationalistic, patriotic people I've ever seen in my life,
too. They love guns and rock and roll.
Especially the former Germans that were displaced there after, like, 1945. They are, like, uber nationalists.
Yeah. Wait, are you talking about Nazis that relocated after post-war?
They really love conformity.
They adapted to the Bavarian culture down there really well.
I heard Brazil is great, though. I mean, I heard the AIDS is nice there, too. But Brazil.
There a lot of AIDS?
Dave, a lot of trannies.
Is there a lot of AIDS in Brazil, Dave?
Okay, there's a lot of things being thrown around out here. AIDS and trannies and all kinds of shit about Brazil.
I love Brazil.
Is there a lot of AIDS in Brazil?
It came up as a suggested search, though. Oh, dear.
The HIV epidemic in Brazil is classified as stable. Okay, on a national level, but prevalence and other rates of new
infections. Apparently, 1982, it climbed. Exponentially.
That's when it exploded throughout the world.
Yeah.
Wait, 70 people living with HIV, 70% all AIDS death in 2011.
Come on, Dave. How many people are living
That's Africa, Dave.
Dude, if you look at some of those Brazil statistics, there's tribal parts in Africa that have 100% HIV rate.
Absolutely.
It's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
because they try to do contraceptives, but they still won't do them. You're like, shit,
and more importantly, there are a lot of tribes. Actually, when I was in Botswana,
the World Bank estimated there was 1.2 million infections by 2000. So
that's less than it's like half a percent. 1%.
That's so, still a lot for that type of disease. But okay,
the cats were telling me in actually it was in Senegal. They were like, Tommy. Yeah, but if you have sex with a virgin, it takes away AIDS. And I was like,
that's not just a myth.
That's no. not true. So you guys know, that's not true. That's not a thing. It's, you know, you and if you do that, you're giving
someone else virgin HIV.
AIDS. Oh, no. They were super argumentative about it. They're just like, hey, bro, you don't know what you're talking about.
I know,
like,
that there was
African magic. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. It's like, you're right. I don't know a lot about African magic, but just I can tell you how AIDS is spread.
Throw up that dream catcher. Yeah. I know that some of the Ugandans believe that, said if you don't believe in things, then it doesn't happen. So it was like a wishing well kind of thing. I'm like, I'm gonna trust science.
We have holistic people like that in this country too, though. I mean, it's probably not that bad, but we have some really superstitious, like they won't accept any basic science type people
that's
in this
just
country.
People in general being stupid, I feel like.
I had a bunch of my soldiers that had these rings. They're wearing these rings. They're like big boxed silver rings. It's like, hey, what are you guys doing? What is this? You know, and they're like, oh, this is full of African power. And if we're in a gunfight, we can't get shot. And I was like, oh, shit, no. Really? Does it work? And they're like, yeah, man, it works. And it's like, well, stand over there. Let me shoot at you and let me see if it works. And I was like, we don't want to do that.
Well, no. Like,
but if we were in a gunfight. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. Huh. So you guys aren't, and of course I wouldn't have, but
right.
You know, I do have to put that disclaimer out for people listening. I was not going to do it, but they were super into this thing where they were like, the things that they kept on saying, like, oh, we can't lose, you know, we're bad motherfuckers, you know. It's like it reminded me of like an AIT class where they're like, you know, marching around like, here we go.
Yeah.
They think they're badass.
We'll never die.
You know, you're like, hey guys, that shit's like for realsies. Bullets go really fast, and they're gonna fucking go right through you. And you got to know tactics. That might help you, but your African power,
small unit,
that's not gonna help you.
Not magic.
These were Americans?
No, they were Africans.
So, oh, okay.
But they didn't. We were talking about training, and I was like, you need to get more effective training. It's the only thing that's going to help you survive. Yeah. And you're like, yeah, but dog, we got these fucking...
Permanent respawn,
bro. We got these big permanent rings. Respawn. And I was like, yeah, that shit ain't going to work.
That could be a reason why you see how like people just overtake each other in Africa so easily. It could be the difference from people who do and don't have those mentalities. As far as like, if you are thinking logically about how you're going to deal with other people and you believe that, you know, you have to employ basic tactics, and these guys over here are thinking that...
Magic rings?
Yeah. That's probably why they get overtaken so easily.
Yeah, this is real life, not Dungeons and Dragons. Yeah. So bullets are real.
Bullets are real. Logistics is a thing. Yeah. Like you really, like you gotta concentrate on that. I got into a Russian helicopter one time, and I thought the hydraulic oil. It felt like it was raining inside. It felt like there was a rainstorm. It was actually just hydraulic oil.
You know the key to that though is right.
And it's like you. This is like I got to get off this thing as soon as I can.
It's fine. No, because if it's leaking hydraulic fluid, that means it still has some.
That's true.
When it stops leaking, that's when you got to get off.
I didn't get off.
Jack knows because that's every Marine helicopter ever.
I was just going to say, every time I got on like a 53 or some shit, I'd be like, what the fuck? And it's just spraying oil at me. I'm like, thank God I joined the Army.
When it stops leaking, then be worried.
Yeah. Is that a fair assessment?
I only been on one helicopter.
Oh,
I was in
Range 15
armored infantry.
You are a leg Marine.
Yeah, most Marines are legs, though. It's the word leg in the Marine Corps is not as derogatory as it is in other branches, because like basically everyone in the Marine Corps is a leg, except for a few recon guys. So
That's fair.
Is there anyone else in the Marine Corps that would get airborne qualified or need to be airborne qualified?
Yeah, they do it as like reenlistment bonuses sometimes, but but again, like. All infantry is leg. They have like the helo teams and everything, but that's the highest they'll get in the air. Yeah, it's just like recon Marines.
Is there a lot of respect?
There's
for
like
Marines
the Anglico guys
with
and all
jump
that.
Wings?
Oh
is
yeah,
there
yeah,
respect
yeah.
Yeah, because it's so rare. It's like a big deal in the Marine
Corps. But
you
can't even wear it on the patch on your shirt.
You can't. You lift it up.
You got to put it under. Just like a Ranger tab. Marines
like
don't.
No, they do. They wear their
golden wings.
That's the big one on their blues or.
Yeah, you put it on all uniforms.
Oh shit! Yeah.
It's big. It's large. It's not jump wings like ours. It's big.
It's gold, and that classifies. I think that classifies like recon, though. I'm fairly sold.
They have the standard
Dave
airborne
Marine
wings.
Jump wings.
I think if you do a certain amount of jumps, and then they give you the gold ones. You'll see them on
if
recon.
If you get like. Yeah, see those big gold. Like, how do you
Navy
get those?
Maybe some parachutists.
Those are mostly
cool
recon
wings.
Marines that are gonna have those Anglico cool guys.
Yeah, look how much bigger they are. They look so much cool.
Yeah, that looks
like,
really cool.
This is fucking cool.
Like, look at me.
It's one of the few extra pieces of accessory you can have on a Marine uniform. Like, Marines don't pull out of stuff on their uniforms, so that's chances are if you see a Marine with one of those, it's a recon Marine.
Yeah,
and that's why I used to always. I loved the Marine Corps for that because they didn't have all this fucking
bullshit
Weeblos,
Napoleon
look at patches and all this crazy
bullshit. I went to sapper school, motherfucker. Like, I'm not gonna lie.
Like, perfect, you're still an asshole.
A small reason why I joined the Marine Corps was I had some sort of sensory overload looking at the Army uniform. I'm like, that's a lot of stuff to deal with. Like,
I'm a simple man.
Yeah, seriously. That's
one
a small
ribbon.
Percentage.
Just one ribbon.
The other 90% was to go to Thailand. And 99% to go to Thailand.
Fair enough.
You know who my favorite Marine is? Gunnery Sergeant Highway.
Oh, yeah. He's
a solid Marine.
Yeah. Yeah, he's up there in the annals of great fictional Marines.
Oh yeah, he's a fictional Marine.
No, he's a real Marine.
He's a fictional Marine.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
There was no Gunny Sergeant in Highway.
Google him.
You know that
this is called the Google episode.
Heartbreak Ridge was in real life. It was a big Army battle. There were like no Marines there for whatever reason.
Gunny Sergeant Highway. He has a Wikipedia.
Mario Van Peebles. Was the greatest actor in that.
Stitch Jones? I did a TV show. Hollywood Heard got me on. I did one episode as a drill instructor for a TV show that he directs.
Really?
On Sci-Fi Network, yeah.
No kidding.
Good old Clint Eastwood,
Stitch
huh?
Stitch Jones, huh?
It's a bad mofo.
Oh, you search Gunny Highway and there's Dakota Meyer. That's kind of cool.
There's a badass montage in that movie that completely devalues any form of like film legitimacy to it.
Which one's that?
Why?
Heartbreak Ridge. It's like a fucking whole like crazy 1980s fucking montage where there's like music and Mario Van Peebles like fucking dancing and it's just just like God. Well,
I like 80s so montages.
I mean,
so
they have the shooting scene, shooting at the only with thing I didn't like I didn't the like AKs. About that movie yeah. was like a recon platoon like that was just full of assholes that didn't right. want to be recon yeah. marine.
But
like, when have you ever met a recon marine that wasn't like fucking squared away and like no, this is our unit. Like,
I will say this: that was the early 80s. And my old first sergeant was a recon marine in the Marine Corps during that time. And that post Vietnam Marine Corps, I think the military in general was a shit show in a lot of ways. That was like one of the most undisciplined periods of American military history. Was a good decade after Vietnam.
Hmm. Oh, really? Interesting.
Did you have like a bleed over of draftees that just stuck around and hung on, like because they knew they had a job they couldn't get fired from? Or?
Chief Warrant Officer 5 that was one of the old Vietnam holdovers, and that was a guy that would like he was the type of guy to have a black eye showing up on Monday, like that old school. Like they just let him stay in, but there's nothing professional about him.
What's wrong with showing? I never got that in the military when you would get in trouble for getting in a fist fight, like unless you got authorities involved. But if you just show up with a black eye, no one should ask.
Don't
questions.
Ask questions. No, it was his weekend. He didn't get arrested.
No, dude, we are super backwards on this. Like, honestly,
completely agree.
The United States policy should be: if you're in special operations, you're doing steroids and you're getting tattoos and you're growing a beard, because the entire fucking world should fear our special forces as a bunch of fucking bikers.
And let them do the policy,
right?
It's kind of a culture.
That was the policy. Do you have to write it down? Like, that was the fucking policy.
So I had two people in my platoon, we were driving back from a bar. They get into a verbal confrontation with each other, and they're like, fuck you, bitch. And he's like, fuck you, bitch. And so he goes, the second we get out of this car, I'm going to fist fight you. And the other guy's like, Roger that, pussy. Let's go. They get out of the car, proceed to beat the living fuck out of each other for about 10 to 15 minutes. It's being moderated by other Rangers. We're all chilling. They fucking both got equally fucked up, faces all bloody and black eyes, shook hands and be like, all right, bitch. Show up to formation the next day. They hashed it out. They were good to go, man. And then they got in fucking shit ton of trouble because they're like, what the fuck happened? What? And then they got extra duty. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, dude, they hashed it out like two guys that have been drinking. Said, fuck you, fuck you. They fist fought, shook hands after, and were buddies. And they're probably closer because of it.
Yeah,
but they got in trouble. I was like, that's fucking
the,
lame, dude.
The White Panther Scout Platoon, and their platoon leader.
What is that, a paintball club?
It's a fucking 82nd Airborne.
That was my airsoft unit. 93, bitch.
We're but the buttercream gang.
Their PL took, there was a disagreement between a corporal and a sergeant. And he took the entire platoon out, circled up, and he said, you two go. You know, this is it. Like, and they fought for, you know, 2 minutes until they were both gassed and kept trying to lock each other up and some stuff. And one won. And then they got up and high-fived, and that was it.
That's one of my favorite stories about, you know, my former squad leader who passed and stuff. But one of her deployments, actually right before he got killed, he hated this fucking private that was on my team. This guy was a fucking, I knew he did drugs. He was just a shit show. We're just building the packet to RFS him. But he was like, we're all going to do box PT together. So he made everybody put on boxing gloves. And he fucked most of us up because he's a big dude. But then by the time it got to this other unnamed private, he gave that motherfucker TBI, like knocked him out twice. He's like, stand the fuck up. And he's like, but boom, and just kept fucking him up.
He's probably collecting bennies off that right
now.
Oh,
dude, it was a 6 month point. We're going out twice, three times a night. And you could tell he was just like, I need to let my shit out on this motherfucker real quick.
Great. I have a question. Speaking of bennies. My father is a Gold Star child, which would make me a Grand Gold Star child. Do I get to collect bennies off of that?
I don't think it works that way.
Okay, just want to make sure.
It's kind of an asshole statement, Jack.
Look, I haven't really.
He has a question, you know. Yeah. No question's a stupid.
He never knew him. My dad was just a baby when his dad violently died in the Pacific.
That's real.
Yeah, yeah.
Holy
my
shit.
Grandfather.
What did your grandfather do?
He was a aviation ordnanceman, so he was like on a Navy bomber, it was a Navy bomber. I've seen the pictures of the planes.
Did he get shot down or something?
I don't know. I know that like half the crew survived. He wasn't one of them. He was like in the belly of the. He was like in the.
Oh, maybe got shot up and then like. Shit,
we don't
that
know.
Sucks.
Yeah,
why don't? Can you find out that story? That's like
the closest person that knew it was my great uncle Bob, who was with him the day before. They were all up getting fucked up together, and then he went up the next morning, and yeah, they were dead.
At least they were drinking. That's kind of cool. Had a little bit of fun.
But
for
being
that.
Hungover, Matt, in the belly of an airplane with in the Pacific. No AC, in the
maybe they all died because my grandfather was so hungover he could failed shoot. To do his
He's
job.
Sleeping on the door gutter, just
yeah.
Like,
but you should really look
Jeffs.
Into getting those bennies there, Jack.
Yeah, I come from a long line of Blue Falcons, man. my dad was a Navy corpsman, and he
God,
sent.
There's a video in there, like generational yeah. Blue Falcons, yeah. Like, yeah. Where you've just got. We do a whole montage of like World War One, Chow, two, yeah, Chow thieves,
every generation it's of like, Chow thieves.
Yeah, most people think my lineage is American heroes. But we're actually Blue Falcons the whole way through.
My great-grandfather was a chow thief.
Falling asleep in the patrol base
yeah,
and letting fucking
and letting
Charlie
in
the wire, dude. Clacking off the claymore
there's
like
so
a minute
much
late.
There. There's so much there. It's, hey, almost like a, it's like a Hallmark commercial, you know, where it's like, yeah. Like my great-grandfather was in World War One, yeah. And then it shows the clip, like,
and he's like,
my
yeah,
great-great-great-great-grandfather was a rat. He was actually a turncoat for the British. He rolled over right before a huge battle.
My dad dodged Vietnam.
By joining the Air Force.
That's fucked up, man.
That's fucked up.
Oh, that was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one.
slip that in there. It's like, how many services can we fund today?
Yeah. Oh, no.
None.
I love the Air Force. Are you kidding me? That was just a quick little
It talk. Is true. Like
the Army's Uber, right?
The yeah, Uber.
It's
but
Army Uber.
Dude, I have the utmost reverence for like the 160th, too. Like how much badass shit those guys do and how much they care about the guys on the ground. And to include like fucking UTACPs and shit. I mean, I don't know how many times where it's just like you're getting shot at and it's like, I guess I could run up there and play gun war, but I'll sit back a little bit and drop a fucking JDAM or watch a JDAM get dropped on him. Like, that seems real easy for
it's
me.
Really fun.
I mean, I love a good old-fashioned gunfight, but, you know, when
to
there's eight of those assholes
with anger
with fucking
decimation.
Yeah.
do they Appalachia. Do they attach TACPs to Marine Corps units, or do they have their own? They do? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, it depends. Like
the Marines, I thought their CAS is throwing rocks.
Yeah. They,
who knows?
Yeah,
I can say
our
that.
Guy,
my two brothers
no,
are Marines. My
our
father's
guy,
a Marine.
Our guy was a dumbass.
Really?
Our cast guy was a dumbass.
It's
yeah.
Just a dude in a really slow blimp throwing grenades.
Yeah, because I know they
no,
use,
right
like,
there, Jim.
Hold on. Okay.
I gotta turn around. It's gonna take 10 minutes.
Dude, I had pretty squared away attack piece. Every guys that were attached to us were pretty fucking cool.
You were with
and legit.
My good buddy Woodring when he got shot.
Well, he's my sister platoon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Evan. He's walking up.
Goodbye,
the show.
Everyone.
He's, goodbye, Evan.
Marhaba, shukran.
You can wave. It's a video.
Come on in, Crispy. We'll have Crispy
on
here
Crispy.
Now.
We come got, on, Crispy.
We're not going to cut a short show just because Evan has to go. Oh God, Evan, stop. That feels good. Wait.
Oh yeah, Evan. There you go. There you go.
Yeah, come on in, buddy.
Come on in.
We got Crispy coming on. We're kind of doing a round chair thing. We had some.
It's kind of like episode 300, you know.
Yeah. Ross has got the kiddo, so
Ross got the kid.
We'll be back to normal soon.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I like normal. I enjoy having you guys in the show.
It breaks up the monotony.
Damn. I know I'm not normal, but all right.
Wait, we didn't call. What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know. What do you mean?
By you need some caffeine, is what
yeah,
you need.
Yeah, what's going on over here? Are you sleeping?
Like
God. Did you
what
deadlift
do you mean,
this morning?
What do you mean
are you tired?
I'm kind of offended right now.
Oh, fuck.
I had some time with the trainer this morning.
Yeah? Are you still going?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how long did you have off the gym?
Well, he was on vacation, so I had about a week and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will back say, in, the selfie you took today on your Instagram, JT Artfit, what is it? What's your handle?
Article 15.
Article 15.
JT Article 15. That wasn't a selfie. Somebody took that.
Yeah, but it's like you went, it was like one of the like fat girl Tinder profiles where you look like super lean. And then this morning I walked in, I made sure, I was like, did he drop like 15 pounds? Like, oh, no, you're still
I can tell the difference.
Yeah.
No, he's looking better.
Yeah.
I'm not discouraging him. I'm just saying don't give unreal expectations.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you see him every day.
Yeah.
Or almost, yeah.
Right.
Well, I'm on over 30 days of completely clean eating. I haven't had McDonald's. Or
don't
any
you just feel what? More energetic?
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, it's weird how that works.
I mean, I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning every day. Every day.
That's stupid.
Do you miss the are you going to start doing the picture
no.
thing?
No. No. What? No, I'm not going to do that. I only send that to Evan when I'm. I take a picture of my watch and put it in black and white and text it to Evan. Or like Evan posted this morning. On his story of him making coffee at like 5, and I had taken a picture about 40 minutes earlier of the coffee maker, and it was 4:26, and so I put it up too. I was like,
"That's funny." I was asleep.
Yeah.
Me too.
I woke up like at seven. I can get a lot done, like in that time frame. And
all
then,
about it.
And then hit the gym from 9 or 8 to 9.
This is weird.
I know.
Like. The other
That's
day,
180 stuff right there.
The other day, I was at home and I was gonna eat something bad, and then I looked at a picture of Jared. I was like, if he's doing it, I'm not gonna eat that. I felt like a piece of shit. I was like, damn it! So I moved it and I went and ate one of my prep meals, and I was like, fucking Jared.
I will say, isn't it weird, like the how clean that I usually eat? You know, I love red meat. I still, but like when I eat hamburger, I usually have like low fat, grass fed beef. And then I can't really go to like a hamburger restaurant or like a bar and get like a double cheeseburger anymore. Yeah. It fucks me up because all the grease and oil and like this shit quality of meat. And I know that sounds like a pompous little fuck, but I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. But I'd rather like the more and more you eat like super high quality meats, you get so much more energy. You're like fucking on like a drug all day. You're like, yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Like all I eat is all the stuff that I hunt. And, you know, I'm always cooking and
so
whatnot.
Mean.
And then the other day, we went out. It was Jack, Miss Crispy, and I. We went to go to this beer garden by our house.
Oh, yeah.
And one of my buddies owns a wing food truck.
Ooh.
And I was like, screw it, why not? And I had some. Dude, within minutes, I was like, oh, fuck, I got to go. Like,
yeah,
I got to go.
There are certain things that'll just fuck you up now.
It's all the grease. It's just your body's not used to that and that like high concentration
of fat.
Like, it
was like pizza. I had pizza for the first time.
How did it
it's all the oil and the
God,
cheese.
Oh, my God, dude, it ruined my fucking stomach for 24 hours. Like,
it's all the shit oil and the cheese, man.
You know,
fucking...
I had to, like, turn on everything in the house so nobody heard me. He's got poo-poo. When you regret having such a small apartment.
I won't say the name. Maybe I can help my brother out one. But my brother just started, like, a poopery company. And,
really?
Yeah, and he sent it to me, and I took a nice little morning, you know, Mod Deuce.
Dump out.
And it's actually surprisingly smells great. And I'm like, man, maybe I might have to fucking invest in that shit and get some poopery going.
Nice. Huh. Yeah, because
I love poopery personally.
I sprayed, I took a shit and I sprayed some of the citrus stuff and it just smelled like citrus.
Yeah, it's citrus. Yeah. It's just like hairs, my feces in the air combined with some half-ass lemon.
Mm-hmm.
A good old-fashioned match is still, in my opinion, the best.
One of the best.
Best cover-up.
Yeah.
Who has matches?
No, I had one of those sweating moments recently like where... She had left her place to go to work, and I was still getting ready and leaving, and then the toilet is broken.
Oh.
And I'm like, there's no
like
way.
A Dumb and Dumber situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not leaving this here. Oh, I'm like,
throwing
I've
into
got
a bag.
The whole thing.
it's like Train Spotting. He's got that the shit
she
sheets.
She walks in on me like, I forgot something. I'm just holding shit.
Isn't it funny how that's how our society is? Like, everybody pisses in shit, but like we still pretend that it's like this. God,
same thing with sex.
God,
sexuality
sex
is
no, it's like
I
that
it.
With Americans as well.
It's like, God forbid you're taking a shit. It's like a bodily function that's part of life.
The most
and so is sex. And it's like, oh my God, you can't.
Yeah, I know.
That should be behind closed doors. Like,
why?
No, fuck out of here,
why?
Dude. Because
I
the more
the
you talk
open.
About it, the more you understand it, which means the more you can have fun with it.
Every...
I'm talking sex, not poop.
Yeah.
I always leave the door open like... and she walks by. She's like, close the door. I was like, nope. I need leg room.
I enjoy being considerate, but like the other day, like I went to take a crap and there was no toilet paper and I was like, wife, and she walked in.
There
like,
comes that text.
Too easy, you know?
Really?
Oh, is that his girlfriend?
No, I'm saying the
oh,
text.
No,
like
I opened the door and
oh,
yelled.
You know,
we're
yelled.
We're
okay.
There. We're
all
there.
Right.
You know?
That's why I leave the door open in case I need something.
Just in case. Babe.
I need a hand.
I need a beer. What?
I need a hand.
Are you
welcome? Can you wipe me?
Can you, God?
Oh no!
Are you the guy that takes like the 45-minute craps?
Oh yeah,
you are.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
See, I'm a
every morning.
I'm in and out.
That's my ritual. I wake up.
It's like 4
and I sit like 30 minutes in the toilet. And I'm going and I'm on my phone. I'm like, ooh, what's going on? And
yeah, okay. For me, pooping is like literally the only time through my entire day is me pacing around and huffing down cigarettes. Pooping is the only time where I'm like. 100% at peace.
Interesting.
Huh.
Not me.
Nope.
I'm a quick.
I want to get out of there.
Because I have like my morning ritual is like
I just want to get out.
30 minutes of like emails, Instagram, social check right when I wake up.
Yeah, in the
and
toilet.
Then, and I'm drinking. Well, that's when I'm drinking my pre-workout. So when I get up and I'm or caffeine at least, and then when I'm getting ready for my gym, that's when I'm like it's a pre-gym poop. So I just want to get in the gym.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I mean, to each their own. You know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying yours is a shitty situation. I'm just saying it's not what I do. Fucking dad jokes.
Yeah, you know. Mm.
Ooh, there's a kid. That's a king of dad. Look at him. He looks.
Give
like
me a good dad.
Dad
joke.
He looks like a dad.
Let's try not to laugh.
I have New Balance shoes too.
Yeah.
Not on right now, but okay. I wear jeans, New Balance shoes, and like.
Would you get them at like Big Five for like fucking $18.99?
Yeah, Marshalls. Marshalls. Yeah, for like $19.99.
They're not even his size.
Yeah. I'm a very non-dad person. So.
Well, I feel you there. I kind of tend to lean that way, even though I haven't worn shoes in probably 2 months.
That's awesome.
Oh, really?
Solid.
No, that's because sick. Like
not even. I mean, you're out in the country. No,
no. I walk around. I get bit by red ants every day, and my wife makes fun of me. Like you're an idiot. I'm like, I know I'm an idiot. Fair, completely fair on that one. But like, since I have my gym at my house now, I just work out barefoot.
Yeah.
So like, I never need to wear shoes ever.
That's the best.
That's your new office and everything is rad looking. By the way,
thanks, man.
Yeah.
Got to come check it out.
You got to come check it out.
Yeah. Let me cook something this weekend.
Oh.
Okay. Sure.
Shit,
let's
dog.
Do it.
Ooh, I'm going to cook a goat. Can I cook a goat?
Oh, shit.
It's America. You can do whatever you want.
Can I smoke a goat? I mean, you guys want goats?
You have to wear man jams, though, if you're going to do it.
I'm so in.
Oh, my God. What if we do a theme?
Yeah, everybody have man jams?
Buy a live one. I'll slaughter it. I've done it like 30
times.
We'll
shoot it with my crossbow. Yeah.
Dude,
can we do it like old Greek style where it's like a ceremony?
We're going to get it.
Why can't you shoot a goat with a crossbow?
You're crazy. No, I'm not doing that.
Why?
Because
why is that where the line is?
Well, we can't shoot a goat with a crossbow. You shoot a goddamn deer, but not a goddamn goat.
Well, because the deer's jumping around. You can't catch it. The goat's tied up, and it's like, meh.
Yeah.
And you just walk up, and you just ride on the side, cut the fucking shotgun
crossbow. Like, I'm going to give myself some range, and maybe I miss its heart, and it has to bleed out.
That's exactly what we're talking about. It's called ethical hunting.
Yeah.
No, I'll get it in the heart.
Jared did buy a crossbow, though.
I got a crossbow.
We just shot a little.
I got a predator. I just shot it. We got to do some zero, and I'm off on the left-right axis. I'm pulling a little to the right, but you know, we'll get on there.
I don't know if he's speaking actual talk
now.
No,
he is.
Oh, he is?
He's serious.
I'm pulling a little right.
Pulling a little right on the old crossbow.
I just got to zero her in, you know, just a couple clicks.
You know what? You want to come to my mind when we said tie the goat up is Jurassic Park. It's like Jarek's going to come out.
Yeah.
No, that's what we do. Let's get an inflatable T-Rex costume. We'll tie the goat up. We'll film a video.
And you shoot it with
coming out with a crossbow.
Okay.
T-Rexing.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Yes.
Let's do that.
Okay. We can do that.
It's like, the bugger should be around here somewhere. We'll like, you know, CGI the fucking rain. We'll just do it or when it rains.
Grab your water.
If we did CGI, we would need Mr. Reliable Eli.
He's in Salt Lake right now.
Yeah, that's my new nickname for him, Mr. Reliable.
Mr. Reliable.
Yeah. I ask him for help with one thing. It's been 3 weeks.
Really?
Yes.
We did a photo shoot about a month ago. I took him out of the range. We did all this stuff, and he posted his pictures, and I was like, hey, can I get the ones you took of me? He's like, yeah. It's been a month.
Yeah, you still don't have
nothing.
Yeah.
No.
I have an Eli needed help question with our the rally simulator that I bought.
And that's pressing. You got to know now on that thing, right?
Well, it doesn't work. It's just sitting there with not being used because it needs to be updated with somebody that knows PC and everything, and I don't. So, and Eli does. He's like, fix that in 10 seconds. All right, where are you? I'll be there tomorrow at 2. Eli's like the cable company. He's like, I'll be there between the 11th and the 28th of October.
From the hours of 11 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Shows up in November.
But then he gives you a fucking 3-month range, too. Yeah. Like, it's like, wait, what?
Hey, man, you didn't
show up?
Be
there?
Like, I knocked.
Hey, man, I was there on the 12th. Weren't there.
This is champagne problems, but that is a pet peeve of mine. Like, fucking, I bought something from Best Buy, and you're supposed to deliver it, and they're like, how does Wednesday work from the time of 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.? They literally said that, and I was like, what? Like, let me fucking schedule my day around. So be
eight
home
hours.
All day is what you
want.
And
then they
me
show
be.
Up at 8.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you don't get a call all day. And you're like, sorry, we had to reschedule because the driver had a flat tire. You're like, you fuck you.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm on your time. I'm on your I bought something from you. I mean,
he's no Brad. Not fucking Brad.
Well, the thing was, is this thing said it was plug and play. It said you plug it into the Xbox and it works. Guess what it didn't do?
Play.
Did not play. Now I got this giant fucking seat and cage and shifters and steering wheels.
That's
and
what we should create. Something that you could like input data entry in, and it would be really responsive with information, so you could like troubleshoot shit. The internet.
Oh,
fuck.
Trust me.
You should Google it.
I've gone down every YouTube really? Fucking rabbit hole.
Okay. And you are a fixer. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Like, but again, like I run into the same problem. Oh, you need a PC to update the firmware. I don't own a fucking PC.
Oh.
I don't even know anybody that owns a PC.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
Where is it?
At my house.
Is it hooked up?
No.
Okay.
You can hook up real
you
quick.
You can't say that you got a fucking tower in a box.
I bought a $2,000 gaming computer like a year ago, a year and a half ago.
Used it twice.
Used it twice because I don't have time. Sure. I don't care.
I'll buy it from you.
You can have it.
No,
I'm
kind
of getting into
it. I want it now.
You can have it.
I don't want him to have it.
Okay, rock, paper, scissors for who gets my computer.
I can't, are you serious?
Jared
Come
gets
on,
the computer.
Let's thumb wrestle. Come on, Crispy.
I can only do one. And it's like, sorry. What is that, scissors or both?
I feel like an asshole. I did it. Okay, looks like I'm buying Crispy a computer.
Oh, God.
Jeez.
PCs are great for gaming and stuff. I just like the functionality of a Mac is so much better. I know like our whole audience is probably divided on that because there's pros and cons to both. But I will say, like, ever since Steve Jobs left Apple, like, they're really fucking pissing me off. Like, the new fucking iOSs that keep coming out, like, my phone glitches.
When he left the planet.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's the guy, like, you know, fucking with their phones from up above or down below or left or right, wherever he is, you know. But I have not been impressed lately with Apple products.
I haven't updated mine.
Steve left, and they started doing a bunch of hokey shit, Apple. You guys need to pull your heads out of your asses.
Yeah, could they make a better charger that doesn't, like, break in 2 weeks?
No, I mean, that's the point.
Well, I know.
You got to keep buying chargers.
The good one here, though, go to Amazon. You can get one for fucking $8 that transfers data and charges. Oh, so I bought, like, 10 of them. And
oh,
then
no
those
kidding.
Are, yeah. Because if you go into a fucking Apple store or Best Buy or wherever you buy, like, it's like... $50 for a fucking charger,
dude. I went to
like,
Target the other day and I was buying 2 10-foot like charging cables so we could have them on the nightstands. And I get back and they're USB-C. I'm like, God damn it!
You know where you should go? Yeah. I bought mine at Home Depot, and it's a 12-foot.
I don't use Home Depot. There's...
You should go. Well, Amazon I mean, as
Prime,
a Mexican, I'm in there all the
That's
time.
That's what I mean. Like I've got to, you know.
Yeah, I even cut the grass yesterday. Like
at Home Depot.
Yeah.
At Home Depot? You cut Home Depot?
No, that's where
they
picked him up from. He was day laboring.
You just show him to Home Depot and there's a lawnmower sitting around. I just felt like I needed to do it.
I got to do this.
Crispy's an inspiration. He works outside of Home Depot and looks at all the workers waiting for work. And he's like, what's up, bitch? America.
Yeah. I already got a job.
Hey, are they allowed to say, like, he took our job? Or
they
how does that work?
Yeah. He took our job.
Dude, Amazon Prime is where it's at for me. I order everything, like my home goods. And then I got the Amazon Rewards credit card. So now I get 5% back on all my purchases on Amazon.
Is this a plug for Amazon? That's what it sounds like.
Dude, no.
We need to get them on the show to sponsor
Jack
the show.
Right now is just... He's just oozing white privilege.
No, I am the definition of white privilege. The only reason why I'm not 100% white privilege is I acknowledge that I'm coming equipped with white privilege in this world.
How's that?
All right, for starters, born in the suburbs.
Okay.
All right.
White.
Yeah.
Good education.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never had to want for anything in my life. And people pretty much let me do whatever I want. I'm a white male age 18 to 50. Like, I get away with whatever I want. I just made a gold star joke, huh? Gold star child joke.
And Jack.
And
Mr. The poster child for white privilege in America.
No,
right
I look like a dirtbag, but I come from like a really, the community I grew up in was rated the second best city in the country by Time Magazine. Like, I grew up in a really nice community.
Detroit?
Maple Grove, Minnesota.
Maple Grove?
Oh, yeah. It looks exactly how it sounds.
Welcome to Maple Grove.
To Maple Grove.
Minnesota. Yeah.
Where everyone's talking about Deborah's new tits.
I do not belong in that. People hate me there. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay, you just gave me a good idea. God. Wouldn't it be fun to start like a men's mental health kind of... let's just say foundation where you get people in your local community, you pay for their tits. So like when you're at the grocery store, ooh, it's just nice. Like you're not trying to sleep with them. You're not doing anything. But
you're
the expectation is
everyone tits.
Like come on down to the freezer section so I can look at some hard nips and a little bit of cleavage. Like, fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. Cheers to you.
No, I thought you were going to say, let's start a men's version of The View. I was so for it.
Are you mad?
Drinking Bros would be the men's version of The View, right?
This is The View.
What do you think of girls thing like that? Like when a chick gets new tits and guys are like, fuck yeah. Is there like, what? Guys can't really do that. You can't like get a new dong.
Yeah, you,
you definitely don't get a new dick.
Yes,
no,
you can.
No guys celebrate a male's like plastic surgery.
I will call my friend right now. He got his shit blown off in Afghanistan and got a new one and a bigger one. He's celebrating.
Yeah, but I mean that's of course everybody's gonna high five him. But like if I come to work and I'm like, check out my ass implants, you'd be like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Check out these sick calf implants.
Check this shit out, Crispy.
Damn, Jared.
No squats, bro.
What are you feeding that thing?
I don't
thing,
even have
cock?
To gym. Yeah. I got lipo and then I got implants put in to make me look like I have abs.
Damn, Jared, you shit out of that ass. Mm.
Yeah, but I can't even get out of bed because my core strength is at zero.
That's literally
they
like
they put it under the muscle, but it makes it so I can't bend over.
Yeah, but I look good. No shit. That's like that the Barbie and Ken people that tried to be like the dolls. Have you seen those?
Oh, yeah.
It's God, they're fucking crazy.
Mental disorder.
It's a mental disorder because the girl's like, I can live off of sunshine and
air?
Farts?
Air and sunshine, I think, is what she said.
Is this a real thing?
No, it is. Watch. Check her out. It is like.
No.
It's
fucking
bad.
Creepy, dude.
Where they shaved. And she said she's never had plastic surgery done. And to include the guy, too, where he has the ab implants.
Wait.
Shaved his bone structure.
Is that just heavy makeup?
Yeah, that's the dude.
Oh, my God.
That's the dude.
No, that is.
Dude. But even his before picture, he looks like the type of son of a bitch that would have that kind of weird disorder.
Yeah.
Like, look at those
hair, aren't real.
The hair. Look at the hair plugs. Go back up, Dave. Oh my God, that is fucking.
You know, like, hey,
I mean,
I want to
punch that with a hammer.
I think that's just a blunt object.
Where does he get his teeth?
Did any of you have any younger sisters?
Yeah,
I used to. My sister was 18 months younger than me. Mm. Like, some of my earliest memories were putting her Barbie dolls in sex positions.
No, I drew pubic hair on all of them.
Oh, there's another one.
That looks like Jay.
That's funny.
Oh, gross.
What the hell?
Yeah,
I want to see Jared. I want to see Jared.
Oh, look at
this.
Those two. Look at those two, Dave, right there.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
No way.
God, they look dumb.
That guy looks like the guy that was on the Winter Olympics that was doing the commentating for
serious.
Those.
Like, I want to do a triple fucking
time. Yeah,
about
yeah.
yeah
the,
I know.
The figure skating.
About,
yeah. yeah.
He was like. They did all the memes like I'm just gonna announce figure skating and then slay some dude.
Yeah, he had like a swan in his hair and shit.
But
at least
that guy, like, you could defend him in the sense that he's just being fashionable and doing what he wants.
Yeah,
is like, I mean, you're degrading your physical fucking
God, Dave,
anatomy.
What's that beach pick? What's that beach pick down there?
That is nasty.
Oh my god!
Holy shit! I thought that was.
Yeah, if you guys want to Google it, it's just human Ken doll or human Barbie. It's
this
very
is
bizarre.
Disgusting.
Dude, I had never heard of this before. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, burn that.
Because they're like trying to be like the real life, you know, what people in Western culture
burn it.
Believe to be beauty.
That
which
wouldn't
is,
be
that's
considered
fucked up,
cosplay
Jared.
At
what?
That point.
What do you
that's
mean burn
them?
It?
I mean, just that. Just light that on fire.
Whoa.
You're supposed to have my back on this. Yes, we definitely should burn that.
Hey, go to the bottom left one here. I want to see the fake. Yeah, the ab implants. No, not that one.
Oh, the ab implants.
Because he gets ab implants. Maybe that's not it.
What a douche. I need some
of
those.
That looks like he's working out.
Oh, he
like,
is.
Yeah, like if that guy
looks
was
like.
Like
he's working out.
I feel like that's the guy I'd come home to. He'd be like doing my pool or something. You know, like, hey, bro.
I'm about to get lipo here soon.
Oh,
so.
What, really?
Yeah.
Are you?
Is that
oh, look at that fat guy down there, Dave.
Because because they're putting it in my butt.
Oh, God.
Wait, is this real?
Yeah, they're so. Like,
okay, wait, hold on. This is way more interesting. Please, Crispy.
So, since like my ass is all burnt off, obviously, like I lost the muscle. That's a fourth degree burn. So they made me gain a little bit of weight so they can lipo it and put it back here. So they'll take a lot of the fat and put it back there because out of everything that put, maybe 10% will take, and then they got to do it again.
And is that for more like?
You haven't seen his ass. No, yeah, salt flats.
Yeah, I have, but I'm just I'm like,
so it's very thin skin. So every time I sit, it's my ass and it's the bones rubbing. Yeah.
So just like extra kind of support there.
Yeah, just cushion back there.
He's gonna get a nice big old man. Big
so I told him I wanted something between like Beyonce and J Lo.
Yeah, dude, a donk-a-donk.
Please don't go full Kim K.
You can just be donk-a-donk.
Did you get to choose which ass you wanted or anything like that, or they just give you the ass that they're
they'll just give it to me. I'll take anything at this point.
God, ab implants are weird. Dave's going down.
I'm going to immerse myself into a new culture and spy. I was talking to Jack about this morning. We bought tickets to the gathering of the Juggalos.
Oh, what? Bro. And
what is that?
It's in Ohio. It's
Juggalos like the clown things?
Yeah. Insane Clown Posse.
Dude. Okay.
Gathering of the Juggalos.
What are you gonna do?
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm just curious.
I was telling Jared, I went to their national march in DC, and there's probably like 5,000 to 10,000 of them there. I was wearing like, I looked like something straight out of a Dockers commercial. And I went there and I was covering them for Task and Purpose, so I was kind of milling around. Dude, it's the most. Dude, you had the Trump Juggalos getting into debates with the Hillary Juggalos. You had atheist Juggalos like talking to these Christian evangelical Juggalos.
Were they like fighting each other?
They were like polite because they're like the Juggalo Brotherhood, but they were like clearly different people.
Blow that up.
What? That's
a painting. That's not real.
No, that's Marx, Lenin, and I don't know who the middle guy is.
Stalin?
No, it's the guy who worked with Marx, I believe. I forget his name.
Okay. Yeah, that's interesting. I mean,
so it's 4 days. It's a music festival.
Are you gonna dress as a Juggalo?
Oh yeah. Okay. We're going full in.
He's gonna.
Because we're just gonna spy. Time. We're just gonna. We've got to do studying.
What,
you know.
What so kind of music?
It's Insane Clown Posse and friends, I guess.
Dude, what if he enjoys it so much he comes back and that makeup's not coming off?
I'm scared that's gonna happen.
Dude, we found a custom place that do like 2 week temporary tattoos, but custom. So like we're gonna get tatted up.
It's called henna.
Juggalo tattoos.
Yeah. Not on your face, right?
No, I mean no, not on the face, okay. But like
get
arm,
some neck ones too.
Yeah, arm.
Oh,
and neck.
I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah. We're gonna get tatted up. We're gonna get like, but we're not camping. We're
That's
staying
right.
in a hotel.
Yeah, again, like what we were talking about this morning.
Just because, like Jack was saying, you don't want to camp.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust someone at a Juggalo
festival. I thought you were my boyfriend.
Yeah, no, I'm good on all that. If there is any Juggalos that listen to the show, please write in and explain what's so fun about
this. I mean,
this.
Is it
like
what
just partying?
They've done,
these party?
Well, the thing is like ICP created what we created with Drinking Bros with their fans. Yeah. They created a club, the Juggalos. So everybody that loved them as a band identified themselves as a Juggalo, and then they gave them a yearly festival that's been going on for what, 15 years?
Yeah.
Jack?
Whoa.
And the ICP guys, it's taken on a life of its own. They really don't even have any part of
but
it.
But they're
at this
also
point.
So in tune with their fans too, that's why they built this community, because they're still approachable as artists and things like that. Like they're not like high up, like, oh yeah, this is art. No, like they're in the crowd partying, watching other acts with their fans. Like,
yeah,
cause
they have
painted up like clowns.
They have it's created like offshoot, like groups. So you have all these other people in face paint who are within the Juggalo community. They're legitimate artists and everything like that.
Like how many you've seen this? How many times have you seen a car with a sticker of a dude running with an axe, a hatchet, and like long hair?
Probably a lot.
A lot of them wear the necklaces.
Those are Juggalos.
Yeah,
that's a Juggalo badge.
Really?
Now that you know it, you're gonna start seeing it like every other day.
Yeah.
Like,
oh shit! I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I've seen
see
that
before.
Top
left one. You see that on someone's car.
Yeah.
See, the thing is that I always see that, and it reminds me of people I don't want to hang out with. So,
Logan,
to each their own, but I will not partake in this festival.
No. Yeah. I'm going to go and just, you know, it's for content.
Has Logan given his dog a name yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ghost. Oh, he did? Okay. I was going to say you could name him Malenko.
Malenko.
Juggalos would get that.
You should go full method actor on this and like completely immerse yourself.
Oh, dude.
And like you're a Juggalo. Like
we're
you do
studying.
Juggalo shit. Just
we're
don't
studying.
Do like meth or anything
no,
crazy.
No, we're not going to do meth. But
they're straight edge Juggalos.
Okay.
We're studying. Cool. We're fucking, we're going to pick our face paint, probably dye our hair. Like.
Who's we?
Me and the girl.
Oh, really?
Oh, wait. Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, she's going?
Dude, this was her idea. She's like, let's go watch.
Maybe she just wants to go to a Juggalo concert, and she's convincing you in a very interesting way.
Have you met her?
She's more.
No, I don't know if she's real. Met her? I don't know if she's real.
Is he photoshopping this picture?
I think so.
I want to meet her.
I've invited him over twice.
Like, yeah. And what he came up with some.
He's like, excuse. Oh, we're in Bandera. We're just a little far away from you, Matt.
That's what I mean. Wow, she takes me like all over the place. Hmm. Like, she's very outdoorsy. Hmm. I've never been outdoors that much.
I know. You made like a video of you and her hiking.
Yeah.
I've never seen you hike in 5 years.
And you're kind of from rural Washington, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. I've never really done anything outdoors. And now she's like, no, it's fun, isn't it? Let's go see this river and eat breakfast on it. Like, yeah.
It's fun, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is a whole new world.
I'm happy for you.
Love, thank you.
Good.
Ross is being a fucking asshole.
Well, I'm still going to be a fucking asshole because #5 weeks. But, yeah. You know.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Let's rewind back.
Bring it on because I have equal transgressions, but I'm not out there. And if they were, it was because it was combating pressure from outside sources.
No. You've got a twofer under your belt.
Ooh,
true, but those were long-term relationships,
and they were. I mean, I'm still with her so far.
I won't. I'm just saying. At 3 months, I won't give you shit. You can post whatever you want.
Okay, well,
that's a relationship. You can post whatever the fuck your little heart desires, and I hope you're just happy.
I am very. I love it.
Great.
It's outstanding.
Awesome.
Yeah. But remember how much of an antagonist I was supporting you on your most recent one.
True. I haven't met her yet, so it's hard for me to be supportive.
Yeah.
Oh, I am supportive. I don't mean to take it wrong. All right. Well, that will bring us to the Drinking Bro of the Week. Jared, you want to?
This is from Dave. Who's this from? Mike Boscovich. Boscovich, right?
Yes.
Mike Boscovich.
That's too white for me.
Hey, guys. I just started listening to this show and love it. I want to nominate my dad, John Boscovich, for Drinking Bro of the Week. He was one of the toughest guys I ever knew, Vietnam combat vet, engineer, and infantry. Upon returning home, he worked for the Detroit Police Department. God damn, that's
27.
Rough. 27 years.
Wow.
2 years ago, he fought the good fight to cancer, where February 6th, after his fight for 6 months, the cancer took him. So if you guys could raise a glass for an old for old man, one of the toughest fighting guys, you know... Cheers. Yeah. Fuck, 27 years of Detroit police.
Cheers to your father, man. Damn. Well, that's a good service record, though.
Yeah.
Stud stuff.
Yeah, God was just like, I don't know how I'm going to get rid of this guy.
Damn.
That's because he was wearing the magic African
the rings.
Potion.
The rings. Yeah, yeah, the rings.
Yeah. I need some thanks of those. For submission and cheers to your family, brother.
Thank you. Yeah, cheers. Cheers.
Well, hey, what a fun one. Yeah. You know? Yeah. That was a good
and
one.
That's
thanks
that.
For coming on. That's that. So for Evan Hafer, Jared Taylor, Crispy, Jack Manaville, and me, Matt. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.
Yeah.